The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard, "I will not bury the new kid." As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Bart skateboards across a road seconds before a car speeds past. It seems to be driven by Maggie, but it's actually Marge at the wheel. Maggie and Marge both toot their horns. They all return home and take their place on the sofa, which deflates. Created by Matt Groening, developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Captain's log, stardate 6051. Had trouble sleeping last night. My hiatal hernia is acting up. The ship is drafty and damp. I complain, but nobody listens.
Star Trek 12, so very tired. See the original cast in their latest, greatest adventure.
Captain, Klingons off the starboard bow.
Again with the Klingons. Mr. Scott, give me full power.
It's no good, Captain. I cannot reach the control panel.
Movies! What a ripoff! I don't have to sit here and take this.
Marge walks into the living room.
Hubba hubba. Oh, you kid.
Thank you, dear. Now be good for Grandpa while we're at the parent-teacher meeting. We'll bring back dinner.
What are we gonna have?
Well, that depends on what your teachers say. If you've been good, pizza. If you've been bad, let's see, poison.
What if one of us has been good and one of us has been bad? Poison pizza.
Oh, no, I'm not making two stops. All right, I'll talk to Lisa's teacher this year. You can have Bart's.
That's the way we do it every year.
All right, tell you what. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 50.
Is it 37?
No! I mean, no.
Homer!
Please, Marge, please, 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 please.
Oh, all right.
Woohoo! USA! USA! USA!
Parent-teacher night. Let's share the blame. The Simpsons arrive.
Ugh!
In class, Homer takes a deep breath, then squeezes into Lisa's chair. Next, he puts his hand under his armpit. Homer looks innocent when the teacher turns round. In her class, Miss Crabapple shows Marge a doll with a hidden blade taken from a box marked Bart.
Bart has been guilty of the following atrocities: synthesizing a laxative from peas and carrots, replacing my birth control pills with Tic Tacs.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sure Bart doesn't really mean to be bad.
Now's our chance to be bad.
Mr. Simpson, I just wanted to tell you that you've done a wonderful job with Lisa. You must have read to her at a young age.
I did. I did read to her. 8 o'clock. Happy days. The Fonz, Henry Winkler, is worried he's losing his cool. Well, I've always been a firm believer in the three R's. Reading TV Guide, writing to TV Guide, and renewing TV Guide.
Now, we don't usually do this, but we have some witnesses. Come in, Arthur. Now, where did Bart stick the fireworks?
At home.
Over the lips and past the gums. Look out, dentures, here I come.
Bart snatches the slimy dentures from Grandpa's mouth and slots them into his.
My child is on the honor roll at Springfield Elementary. You know, I never thought I'd find a replacement for my Where's the Beef bumper sticker. Where's the beef?
We'd like the desk back, Mr. Simpson.
Huh? Oh.
Biting onto the living room ceiling fan with Grandpa's teeth, Bart spun around and thrown across the room.
I really don't see how this helps Bart.
Just do it.
Busted!
Homer, we have a problem here.
Are you kidding? Lisa turned out perfect. I won't stand here and listen to you bad-mouthing Lisa.
We're talking about Bart.
Oh, that guy.
I think the problem here is discipline. If Bart does something wrong, you should punish him.
Well, we try. But he has this way of making us think we've punished him when actually we've completely caved in.
He's the boy you love to hate.
Well, you've got to start being firm with him. I believe with persistent discipline, even the poorest student can end up becoming, oh, say, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. What great men he would join. John Marshall, Charles Evans Hughes, Warren Burger. Burger.
And what if we don't?
Then there's no telling how low he can sink.
All right, ladies, prepare to be blown away by Bang Bang Bart.
Bart's a tired-looking stripper in black briefs and cowboy boots.
You're fat!
Just more made of love, honey.
A beer bottle thrown at his head.
Oh, my poor baby!
Using Grandpa's teeth, Bart's chomping his way through a stack of vinyls.
Uh-oh.
Hearing his parents arrive, he spits out the teeth, but they break, so he cobbles them together with sticky tape and stuffs them back into Grandpa's mouth.
What? What's that?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Home already? Boy, time really flies when you're reading the Bible. Ew.
Well, we brought some pizza.
If you don't start making more sense, we're going to have to put you in a home. You already put me in a home. Then we'll put you in the crooked home he saw in 60 minutes.
I'll be good.
Look what your bad egg of a son did to my teeth. Dad, you and your stories. Bart broke my teeth. The nurses are stealing my money. This thing on my neck is getting bigger.
Now, this is exactly what Bart's teacher was talking about. Our son did something wrong and you looked the other way.
But Marge, look at that hangdog expression. He's learned his lesson. Let's get him a present.
Please, Homer, why do I always have to be the bad guy?
All right, young man. Since you broke Grandpa's teeth, he gets to break yours.
Oh, this is gonna be sweet.
No, no, no.
Oh.
Bart, we're sending you to bed without your supper.
Yeah, right. Like you're gonna let me go hungry. I'll be eating that pizza in 5 minutes.
Bart, stop being confident.
Doggone it!
Oh.
Oh, Grandpa.
I'm starving. Somebody bring me some food, quick.
I'm a coming, boy.
Homer, get back here.
Must be something to eat around here.
Bart looks at Santa's little helper and sees the dog's head as a pizza box with a slice of pizza for a tongue. The pooch makes a swift escape. Later, everyone's gone to bed.
Gee, maybe they mean it this time. From now on, I guess I'd better straighten up and fly.
Bart, don't tell your mother, but I brought you some pizza. Just promise me you'll try to be good.
I promise.
Attaboy.
Homer leaves the room.
Sucker.
At the retirement home, Grandpa tries stealing some dentures.
Well, well, if it isn't the Tooth Fairy.
Coming for Christmas, the Itchy and Scratchy movie!
Scratchy's eyes are poked.
Bart! Stick around, Mr. Bond. Things are really starting to cook.
Bart, come quick! There's an Itchy and Scratchy movie!
If you want suspense...
Tied to a log, Scratchy is very slowly headed for a circular saw.
Romance!
Scratchy falls in love with a lady cat made of dynamite. He gives her a kiss before being blown to pieces.
You'll find it in the Itchy and Scratchy movie, coming soon to a theater near you.
53% new footage.
Wow.
Bart, did you take out the garbage like I asked?
Indeed I did.
Stop! Hey, you goats, get out of here! Boy, you're gonna have to be punished for this.
Dad, you could punish me, but that means you have to think of a punishment, sit here, and make sure I do it.
Aw.
Or you could let me go play with Milhouse while you spend the afternoon watching unpredictable Mexican sitcoms.
Ay, el estómago.
Run along, you little scamp.
A mechanical billboard shows Itchy whacking Scratchy with a film camera. Newlyweds stopping by in a convertible are showered with fake blood.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Bart!
Why are you doing that?
Oh.
Well, this time you must be punished.
Well, you could punish me, but...
No tricks, boy. I said I'm going to punish you, and come hell or high water, I... Wait a minute. Ice cream truck!
Homer and the neighborhood's kids run to the truck.
Me! I was here first! Now, what were we talking about, boy?
We were talking about the time you beat jury duty.
Oh, yeah. The trick is to say you're prejudiced against all races.
We're home!
We got beats!
Bart, are you pulling up the carpet?
Uh-huh.
Why are you letting him do this?
I don't know.
We'll punish him.
All right. Bart, go to your room.
See you in the funny pages.
How could you let this happen?
How could you let this happen?
I wasn't here.
Oh, how convenient.
Homer, do you want your son to become Chief Justice of the Supreme Court or a sleazy male stripper?
Can't he be both, like the late Earl Warren?
Earl Warren wasn't a stripper.
Now, who's being naive?
Look, you have to help discipline your son.
All right, Marge. I swear to you, the next time he does something wrong, I'll punish him and make it stick.
Tonight on Eye on Springfield, we meet a man who's been hiccuping for 45 years.
Kill me. Kill me.
But first, we'll examine the growing Itchy and Scratchy mania with their new movie premiering today.
I got my ticket.
I'm here live in Korea to give you a first-hand look at how American cartoons are made. But first, let's take a look back at the year 1928, a year when you might have seen Al Capone dancing the Charleston on top of a flagpole.
A dramatization shows the gangster falling from the pole.
It was also the year of the very first Scratchy cartoon, entitled That Happy Cat.
In black and white, Scratchy struts down a street, then stops and whistles happily before tilting its hat and carrying on. The end.
The film did very poorly, but the following year, Scratchy was teamed up with a psychotic young mouse named Itchy, and cartoon history was made. Here's their first cartoon together. Steamboat Itchy.
Itchy's driving a steamboat down a river. Scratchy shows up by Itchy's side, whistling happily. Itchy shoots him in the legs with a machine gun. Then, as Scratchy crawls around desperately on his bleeding knees, Itchy kicks him headfirst into the boat's furnace. The cat's head is carbonized. The end.
During the war, Itchy and Scratchy put their differences aside and teamed up to fight a bigger foe.
The cat and mouse take turns beating up Hitler. Then Itchy beheads both him and Scratchy with an axe. Roosevelt shows up and kicks the dictator's butt, whilst Itchy waves a banner reading, Save Scrap Iron.
We'll be back with a real-life Itchy and Scratchy. A rabid mouse in Boston who attacked and killed a small cat.
Bart, didn't I ask you to watch Maggie?
Sounds like something you'd say. Hey, where is she?
At the wheel of Homer's car, Maggie joyrides her way through Springfield, crossing paths with Marge in her car.
Oh, my Lord!
Oh, isn't that cute? A baby driving a car. And look, there's a dog driving a bus.
Hey!
A driver gestures his anger, and Maggie responds in kind before crashing into Springfield's Correctional Institute. She falls asleep against the airbag whilst convicts escape.
All right, time for a crime spree.
All right, boy, this calls for the biggest punishment I ever handed down, and this time it's gonna stick.
Come on, Homer, this isn't funny.
Damn right. Bart, you can't go to see that Itchy and Scratchy movie ever!
Homer grabs Bart's ticket and rips it to shreds.
Oh no, Peter!
Dad, you gotta let me see that movie. Can't you just give me a spanking? Come on, go nuts.
Don't point that thing at me. I said you're not going to the movie and I'm sticking to it.
Dad, I agree that Bart should be punished, but the Itchy and Scratchy movie is the defining event of our generation. How would you have liked it if someone told you that you couldn't watch the moon landing?
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
A young Homer's listening to music instead of watching the historic event.
Love you such a sweet thing, good enough to eat thing. Sorry, but the punishment stands.
It's opening day, and the queue at the cinema is miles long.
I regret nothing!
The queue stretches all the way to the Simpsons' house. Bart stares out the window enviously.
Someday you'll thank me for this, son. You know, when I was a boy, I really wanted a catcher's mitt, but my dad wouldn't get it for me. So I held my breath until I passed out and banged my head on the coffee table. The doctor thought I might have brain damage.
Dad, what's the point of this story?
I like stories.
Well, can I please go to the movie?
I know my punishment might seem a little harsh, but I can't go back on it. You're welcome to watch anything you want on TV.
TV sucks.
I know you're upset right now, so I'll pretend you didn't say that.
The master craftsman can make 3 mailboxes an hour.
I'm not licked yet. I can entertain myself. No matter how good a movie is, it can't compare to the imagination of a small boy.
Bart thinks hard, but all his imagination can muster is Itchy and Scratchy standing there, waiting for something to happen. Scratchy checks his watch.
How was it?
It wasn't that great.
Be honest.
It was the greatest movie I've ever seen in my life! And you wouldn't believe the celebrities who did cameos. Dustin Hoffman, Michael Jackson. Of course, they didn't use their real names, but you could tell it was them.
Lisa.
Sorry, Bart.
Bart's reading a novelization.
It's just not the same.
He bins it.
I've seen the Itchy and Scratchy movie 13 times.
I've seen it 17 times.
You guys must be getting pretty tired of that movie by now.
No one who saw the movie would say that.
Let's get him!
Homer, we'd like to talk to you.
But then I won't be watching TV. You can see the bind I'm in.
Dad, you've got to let Bart see that movie. I've never seen him like this. He has the demented melancholia of a Tennessee Williams heroine.
Don't you think I know that?
Well, it's been 2 months. You laid down the law and I'm proud of you. But I think we've gotten through them.
Ah, sweet, soft-hearted Marge. You just can't see the big picture. If I stick to my guns, the boy could wind up Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. If I fail, the best he could do is judge at a Mr. Tight Buns competition. I can't let that happen. I won't let that happen, and I can't let that happen.
Bart sneaks up to the cinema's ticket booth.
One for Itchy and Scratchy.
We promised your dad we wouldn't.
Time passes, and the billboard for the Itchy and Scratchy movie has been turned into an ad for Springfield Barber College, with fake blood gushing from the head of a customer.
I'm here at the Springfield Aztec Theater, where, after 8 months and 9 Academy Awards, the Itchy and Scratchy movie is showing for the last time. Tomorrow, a new movie starring Liza Minnelli and Mickey Rourke will open. Will it be as successful? Only time will tell.
Well, Dad, I guess you won.
No, son, we both won. You don't know it now, but I've started you on the road to somewhere very special.
40 years later, Bart and Homer stroll past the cinema.
We'll all be the Itchy and Scratchy movie. Come on, what do you say?
All right. I think you've learned your lesson.
One senior citizen and one chief justice of the Supreme Court.
I'll get it, son.
That'll be $650.
Dough.
One Soylent Green. Hold the butter.
Soylent Green.
The Itchy and Scratchy Movie. Itchy ties up Scratchy on a railway track.
Get out! Get out!
Itchy tries climbing into the cab of a locomotive, but the driver kicks him out. Itchy then puts himself through engineering school, earns a diploma, and gets a job at Union Pacific. Scratchy's about to free himself from his ropes when Itchy returns to the train and plows through him at full speed, tearing his limbs apart.
Which one's a mouse?
Itchy.
Itchy's a jerk.
Yeah.